This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Coco. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Coco, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice, I say, rejoice. This day. So make a quality decision today to rejoice. Doesn't matter what your circumstances is, rejoice. Not in the circumstances. You're rejoicing in who? The Lord, who is your maker, who is above all. So when I have the Lord God as my maker, I'm able to rejoice in him because he's above my circumstances.
We set our mind on things above, not on things on the earth. That's Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. And Pastor Beckford had gave a great illustration when he was teaching this on Sunday in regards to a thermostat. When we set a thermostat, we have to have the action of setting the thermostat.
Yes.
Right? We could have our complaints and our discomfort, but until we walk over to the thermostat and we set it, that's the only way our expectation is going to be met by all of that fancy equipment that's tied to the thermostat.
Right.
So our job as the operator is to set the thermostat, and then the system clicks in the components that are needed to be able to change the temperature in the room to meet the expectation that we put forth on the thermostat. But we do have to go to the thermostat and touch it. We can't just complain and say, oh, I wish it wasn't so cold in here. Oh, I wish it wasn't so hot in here. We have to set our expectation by going and physically touching the thermostat and putting it on our desired temperature for comfort in the room. And then the system kicks in the components that are necessary in order for it to come to pass.
Hallelujah. So, and you just says it, Diane, and we can use our AC. Your AC unit, it has everything. It's about cost you $10,000, but it's controlled by that thermostat.
Yep. Yep.
That might cost you $70. That thing on that wall might just cost $70. But it controlled that $10,000 unit. And it's fancy, it's good. The unit is fancy, it's great, it's everything, but it's no good if that thermostat isn't working.
Yeah.
And the way it works, you got to go over there and you got to tell it the desired temperature you want. It does not give you the temperature all on its own. You know, it just read temperature. That's all it does. I said it. And it will comes to that desire. You're right. All those fancy equipment, you know, that make the whole thing work, will kick in and start to work. Yes. And once it start to work, things happen.
Yeah. And if there's something that's not working right and you call the repairman out, guess what the first point of troubleshooting is? The thermostat.
Yeah.
So it all goes back to the thermostat to be able to set our expectation, to set our mind, to set our desires on things that are above. And we just can't be willing to tolerate so much foolishness and such. We must set our minds on things that are above, set our mind on our desired expectation, and then go into the Word of God to find the strategy to be able to bring it forth.
Yes. So the word of God is my everything. Mm-hmm. We want to stay there. The word of God is my everything. Everything that I need that pertains to life and godliness is in the word. Everything that you need that pertains to life and godliness is in the word. You, apart from the word of God, it's impossible for you to bear any fruit. And you say, oh, I'm bearing fruit, but what kind of fruit?
Yeah.
We want fruit that will
remain.
Mm-hmm. And that's the one we're talking about. And the only way those fruit are going to be good and will remain, it has to come out of the word of God.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 tells us, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So we know that the flesh can produce something. And here in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, it tells us that's corruption.
Yes.
And the Spirit also produces, and that is everlasting life.
Yes.
When we go into verse 16 of Galatians chapter 5, Paul says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
Yes.
So when we are operating, when we are walking in the Spirit, according to the word of God, we are not fulfilling the lusts of the flesh. We are operating in the Spirit and therefore reaping everlasting life.
That's exactly, because I'm walking according to the word of God. And we're going to stay with that so we have the full understanding. We walk in according to the word of God. That's walking in the Spirit. It's not walking in some spooky stuff. It's walking according to the word of God. The word of God has voice. Yeah. It speak. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again. So someone might not think about it. But let me wake you up with this. The word of God has voice. It speak. It speak. It has a voice. Yeah. It speak. So when I say I'm walking according to the Spirit, I'm walking according to the word that is speaking to me. Let me prove that. In John chapter 6, verse 63. Mm-hmm. John chapter 6 now, and verse 63 tells us that the word is the Spirit.
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
Okay. So Jesus says, I don't speak dead word. I speak living. Living word. Okay. Dan, the Bible says the word of God is living. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is active and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. Ooh. So we know the word of God is living. It's life. Mm-hmm. So when Jesus says, I don't speak in dead word. I speak living word. Mm-hmm. The word that I speak, Jesus says, are living. Yes.
Yeah, and that's in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Right.
For the word of God is living and powerful.
Yes.
And sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So that's the place right there that we need the sword of God, of the word, to go between our soul and our spirit.
Yes.
So that we're able to think clearly, so that we're living a life of no regret. So we're living a life of no shame. We're living a life of no anxiety. And those are three big words that people battle with: shame, regret, and anxiety.
Yeah.
And it tells us that's the word of God that could pierce into the division of the soul and the spirit. So it's the word of God that could get into that place of confusion, that place of uncertainty, and cut back what is of the flesh, and then allow us to thrive in the spirit. And it's the word of God. You know, counseling, there's good counseling stuff out there. But you know what? I never changed my life because I got good advice.
Yeah.
I never changed my life because somebody told me their great opinion. I changed my life when I came into submission to the word of God.
Good.
That's when my life changed. That's when my mind changed. Because, you know, you look at people and you're giving all this counsel. You're telling them all this good advice. You're telling them, you know, what they could do, what they should do, and all this such, or what would happen if they would do, and telling them all this. And you could talk to them for 10 years, talk to them for 20 years. When their change is going to come, when the word of God comes alive and overrides every other system and thought they have going on in their mind. So it's only by the power of the Spirit of God through His word. That's the effective counsel. When you find it in the word of God, you're able to give them the word to deliver their soul, to deliver them from their situation. And that's all you got to do. You tell them one time, tell them the word.
Yes.
Let that word continue to speak. Pastor just said it has a voice.
It has a voice.
It will continue to speak for itself. A lot of times we discredit the word by going and telling the person it over and over again. And then all they hear is our nagging voice attached to the word. But the word is effective all by itself. And in Ezekiel, it tells us, it says, look, it says, all you got to do is just tell them the truth and then the blood's off your hands. Man. But if you don't tell them the truth, then the blood is on your hands. But you don't got to nag them. You don't got to keep going back and forth. You don't have to come with a word of condemnation. All you do, you just give the word in the situation and let it speak for itself. Why? Because the truth speaks for itself. The truth doesn't have to continue to argue. Because the truth is the truth, and you can do nothing against the truth.
And stay with that verse you do have. Because there's a word that you use there. There's a word that it says, is a discerner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That verse there.
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Okay. Oh, we could spend a whole month right there. It's a discerner of the heart. The thoughts, the intent. That's what the word does.
Yeah.
It can tell me where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
It already discerned. I'm already convicted. And tell me the junk that I'm about to do. And now it can tell me not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Before I do it.
Mm-hmm. It'll correct you.
It corrects
you. The word will correct you before you need correction from another person.
Before it tells you before you do it.
Yeah.
Not it doesn't tell you after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you before the fact. Mm-hmm. That's why we say, man, I should have listened. I should have listened to my the voice. You know, we don't say the voice. We say something.
Something told me.
Yeah.
Something. How about someone?
Someone. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit, the helper. Oh. We can talk about that tomorrow. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big. With their hearts on fire.